Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
What? No.
We have to open a window. That motorcycle exhaust. Can you imagine being in the go position for the Undertaker's coming out on his motorcycle?
Taker's on the bike. Everybody move.
Radio edit.
It was odd to see him play this at the convention because there's a lot of edits.
I was yesterday we were off. I mean, we're off a little bit every day, but I watched two and one half hours of coverage yesterday. I watched the entire thing, including pre and post. Speeches.
I didn't know it was going to go on for as long as it did, which was most of the day. I mean, it's just going all through the afternoon.
First off, how tired? How tired's his arm from signing all them autographs yesterday?
200
new bills. He's like Pete Rose in Vegas on a Saturday. Rest in peace. Just signing away.
200 orders. That's a lot. It was kind of interesting that we never seen anybody sign them in a public space like that.
No.
Right in the arena.
And plus, he's got, like, you ever seen his signature Trumps?
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. And I am a...
Takes a long time to write it.
I'm a collector of autographs, and I respect, I don't know why, I respect someone who signs their whole name rather than a bunch of lines and dots and symbols and stuff. Jonathan Davis, you started it.
Don't you hate it, though, when somebody's signing for a bill or a check and they're just like, oh, my God, just dot it already. What do you got to write the whole damn thing out?
You're going to get the mark of the beast, aren't you? You will just be like, can I just show you the palm of my hand and be done with it?
Put it in. It's like, hurry. I don't have a signature anymore. It's just it's two lines.
I was enamored by all of the stuff. First off, before we get into it, if you work outside today, God bless you. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, yeah.
If you're like constantly outside today, God bless you.
I mean it more than he does.
No, he doesn't. He's sitting here laughing. Look at him. Stop. It's not funny.
I know it's cold.
You're wearing shorts today, aren't you?
Maybe.
You bastard. I hate people like you're like Fetterman yesterday.
That video. Look, okay. We work here. Where there's really nobody here all the time.
Right.
But if you're a congressman, like, you shouldn't be allowed to wear shorts. It's coming from me.
Yeah, that's coming from you.
And I would know that if I were running. Like, I can't wear shorts to the rotunda.
Right.
Got to wear a suit.
He's like, oh, it's coming indoors. It's going to be heated, so we don't have to worry about needing pants.
How many times has he been stopped because they don't know who he is? Like, we got a bystander crossing the lines?
Well, you don't want to look like a congressman.
But that dude's so big, too. Like, who's going to say anything to him?
True.
Yeah, he might have a heart attack before he hits you, but still. was a big guy.
I don't know where to start. I didn't take notes. I have mental notes. I felt like a nerd if I was taking notes during the...
Well, I mean, it doesn't really get interesting until everybody's together.
That's when it... Oh, God. So, they... Depending on which coverage you watched, I don't even remember which one I watched. I went to whichever one. I turned on the TV, and it was on first. I don't even remember. But they were not mean toward Trump, so it may have been Fox. But nevertheless,
maybe
they show everyone entering the building, and they the bigwigs and stuff, like the tech people. Like there was Elon and there was Zuck, who I thought this was a bit. I thought it was like for a commercial or something, but apparently he is a rapper now. Mark Zuckerberg did a song with T-Pain.
I had no clue. I know he was doing MMA and stuff like that, but did not know he was going to rap.
And he's got, like, curly hair now, like 1970s curly hair. Like,
is he trying to look like Lil Dicky?
Or Jack Harlow.
Yeah, one of the two.
Kind of got that look going on. But he's got – he did. I haven't listened to it. I don't want to really waste time. I can imagine what it sounded like. But he did a song with T-Pain. And, like, not for a bit. Like, he's – he's looking at being a rapper and also a professional surfer.
I imagine it's going to show up on your feed here sometime soon.
You're going to be, no crap. Every time you get exposed on Facebook or Instagram, you're going to see Z-Pain. That's what they're calling it, Z-Pain. So you had him. You got Dana White there.
I noticed him first.
Dana White?
Yeah. Because
ball-headed people stick out. I did.
They really do. And then he had a good spot, too. Center right up in the top row.
Right behind the former presidents.
Yeah.
Which I was like, God.
It just makes you wonder how he got it. Like, is Trump's like, look, I imagine Trump, he'll say, okay, you can go show up or whatever. He's not going to pick out your seat or, like, somebody's going to handle those arrangements, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I remember that video from, I didn't see it until maybe 10 years ago, but it was a video showing Ronald Reagan speaking, and then this guy walked up behind him and says,
"Mommy,
all right, it's time to go. Let's take it home," kind of. I was like, Who are you speaking to the president like that?
He's the ref.
But there was one of those guys yesterday where Eric Trump was trying to walk off the stage. He didn't realize that he was walking in front of Clinton, and this guy stopped him. Like, he put his hand on him like, no.
Hang on a second.
And I was like, whoa. Like,
The former dignitaries got to go first.
But they show the different walk-in. They did the walk-ins where it's almost like they're doing sports now, where it shows the people walking into the building. Let's see what they're wearing. Let's see what kind of bag they're carrying, that whole fashion show they do now. They're doing that with the former president. And then they show them coming in. They introduce them coming in the rotunda as well. And they're playing this. And this, I love America. I am patriotic as hell.
Well, here it comes.
But the hokey 1700s.
Let's see if I got some.
American patriot music they were playing was just corny. I mean, it just was. Like, I'm not saying to play Lynn Greenwood with him coming out, but like.
Oh, thank God I missed him.
Like, not that they were playing When the Saints Come Marching In, but that kind of, you know. And they were walking out like that, and
this ain't gonna be it. I don't think
it's kind of that. Yeah, it's kind of that. But and then they announce President Bill Clinton and Senator Hillary Clinton.
And his hair, man, his hair was different than Jimmy Carter's funeral. So somebody must have got to him, because he was trying to do like some over the front type of.
He looked, that's the worst I've ever seen Bill Clinton.
Trying to look younger.
Look wise. Like, he looked, like, usually it's the opposite. Hillary looked better than him.
It's hard for him to talk, too.
But I was thinking, how great would it be if they let each president pick their walkout music? Like, that would be incredible. Like, what would the man himself that just, we were talking about him going into the break. We didn't say his name, but most people knew. When we talk about the winks and the smiles from W, my God, it warms my heart, man.
Please, please put a camera in front of W constantly.
Like, I want to watch him paint, but that's the camera on his face, not on the mat. I want it on his, like, just.
Yes.
Yeah, like, his blinking and his winking and his just, his gin blossoms, like, everything. I love him.
You know, at a point, Hillary Clinton gets his attention and points. to somebody looking at him, and W just immediately looks and winks. Like it's on automatic at this point, his winking.
They were speaking to each other?
Well, she kind of, you know, which was weird because he walked past Bill, didn't shake his hand or anything, but, you know, Hillary kind of leans over to him. Did you know it was 27 years ago today, Bill Clinton that made the famous, I did not have sexual relations with that woman? Sexual, I think he said.
Sexual relations?
I said sexual.
Sexual.
That was a lie.
That was a lie. Yeah. So the whole stuff, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the little faux pas. That was the fun stuff. Like Carrie Underwood, who looked, that's the first time I think I've seen her.
What happened with her?
She sung.
Okay. I didn't know about the faux pas, but.
Well, the faux pas was the.
Couldn't happen to a better person.
The you don't like her?
Just heard a lot of stuff about her.
Like what?
Not the nicest person.
Oh.
In a private setting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. People. I can't imagine that. Well, that's what happens when you marry a hockey player. But the band that, you know, they had the marching band or whoever the hell it was there to play music, and they were not ready, or the timing was off. See, I couldn't figure out if they were in the building downstairs or the room downstairs, because they had two separate viewing rooms. But so she had to sing a cappella, and she said, everybody sing along with me. And everybody started singing it. It was glorious. I loved it.
That's a nice recovery.
It was great.
Did you see Conor McGregor? I don't know where he sat, but Conor McGregor was there.
I did not.
Both Paul brothers. But look, Trump gets good seats at UFC, so I guess Dana should got a good seat, you know, for the inauguration.
The what?
The inauguration.
No one knows how to say it.
I mean,
the news kept saying it in different ways. Inauguration.
They should just say swearing in. Just call it that.
Yeah.
Like, where do they go after?
I did not care for his politics or whatever. But like, I felt for Biden as at the end.
Yeah,
because it was like, all right, I don't agree with your politics. And I really didn't know much about you until you became vice president. But like, he worked in Washington for 50 plus years, and now he's leaving and done with it. Like,
what is that life like?
I know.
Plus, I want to know what the letter is. Trump wouldn't read the letter in front of the press. The one Biden left him on the desk.
Well, yeah, you don't. But see, I don't know if I'm basing that. Like, is there a presidential desk, or am I basing that off the Nicolas Cage movie?
I don't know. Like, do they take it with them? I don't know if they could take anything with them like that.
I don't think they can. I think the desk stays the same, and they put these little hidden chambers in them and stuff.
I think Trump had been decorating it for a couple weeks at least. And I think, which has got to be weird because Biden was still using it.
I thought it was a complete, like, they had a mere moment of, like, a set of hours before that switcheroo happened.
But I think they said that he'd been working on it for a little bit.
That's the thing they kept saying. He's got to be sworn in by noon. Otherwise, this goes against the Constitution. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and Jack Daddy Vance is being sworn in at 11:59. And then I'm like, all right, let's get it going. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, God, watch him say, oh, he missed the deadline. President Harris, come on up here. I would have been
some kind of technicality with it.
I was expecting something. I literally was. It's too smooth.
Go get a futon in the Oval Office, please.
Yeah. All right. We will take a break. No, look at this person. Please don't talk politics on a Monday. It's Tuesday, dumbass. Morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
You know, I just looked. Someone on the text asked if that was, if that's been changed on maps yet. You'd like digital maps, obviously. And according to Google Maps, it's still the Gulf of Mexico. I need to change it.
Not going to change it yet. What would that entail if you actually looked into changing it?
I mean, that's one of the things he signed off on? Or is that just like what we're going to call it in America? Like, is that going to be what causes a war? We're going to fight over a Gulf?
Like, who named it? That's a good question.
Clearly Mexico.
I guess.
You know, that's a very...
Then they should only get half of it, right? Maybe less than
half. Yeah, but it's international waters. So how do you even claim anything? It goes out so many miles from the shore, I guess.
Is that why we left the Paris Climate Accord? Because
that was another one, yeah.
You couldn't change the name of the Gulf.
Oh, wow. Let's see. The Gulf of Mexico.
Because nobody owns it, obviously.
Spanish explorers named it that.
Okay. So
that makes sense. They're not going to say, you know what? We're going to give it to America.
I guess any of this is up for changing, right?
Actually, before that, it was called the Gulf of New Spain. See, that's what everybody tried to come in when they would come into various countries and stuff. They were like, this is going to be...
It's not catchy.
The New York. This is going to be the New Amsterdam, which is what New York was called before New York. New Amsterdam. New Schwabenland. Watch out.
I can't remember before the...
New Orleans?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say before the Louisiana Purchase. Was it just Louisiana, just for like a big, like, batch of it, or did that come after?
You know, I don't know. I really wish I'd paid attention more in high school and college to history stuff. I really do.
That stuff's not interesting until you get older.
Amen.
Teach it when people get old.
When you give a crap. I mean, you don't...
Nobody cares in high school.
Buzzing through.
You're trying to chase the stuff around.
Like, what was... I know that we bought Texas, or did we buy Texas from Mexico, or we lost it we won it in a war?
Was that the prize of the Alamo? Was the whole state? I thought it was.
God, I don't know. That sucks.
If you know stuff,
we shouldn't
Texas.
Be able to vote. We don't even know that.
I don't know, Al.
What was New Mexico called? Was it called Old Mexico? Trump's going to change it to New America.
God, what was it?
And
was that a gift from Mexico to us?
There's no gifts. Speaking of the Statue of Liberty, there are no gifts.
They might change North and South Carolina into just the Carolinas, because that's what people call it anyway.
Like the Panthers.
Yeah. The Dakotas. The Carolinas. Dakotas.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch out, small town in South Carolina called La France. You're now called the America, South Carolina.
You should be.
But if he went in that far with it and started changing like town names and city names that were named after other... dignitaries or whatever, like America is screwed, because you take the word Charlotte, which is after a queen.
Queen City.
Charles, which is after a king. Charleston, all the Charlestons. Yeah. Not it's Charlotte's, and then Augusta. That's based off Augustus, right?
I don't know, actually. He'd probably call it Golf Ball, Georgia.
What do we know?
That'd be cool. We call it Golf Ball. It's where they play the golf.
Didn't Georgia, like, wasn't Georgia at one time considered the convict state? Like, isn't that where they would? Was there like camps?
Like, are you talking about convict music, like Akon, or are you talking about like actual convicts?
Actual convicts.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why. I know that. Well, I don't know this. I remember being told that. That's what Australia was. It's like, that's where they take all the criminals.
That's a long way to...
I was like, is that... I feel like that's...
And they wouldn't want him there anyway. I don't know if they have presidents in Australia.
Oh.
He signed another order?
No. Oh. Australia, where convicts were transported to work on farms, build public resources, and more. They were coerced to work and were subject to physical punishment and solitary confinement. Florida is where... convicts were forced to work in phosphate mines, turpentine camps, and lumber yards.
You know what? I don't know if forced...
So it's just rebuilding the infrastructure, it sounds.
Forced might not be the right word. When I was growing up, it was always people locked up that were working at the dumps. And they wanted to do it. They wanted to go outside and work them.
I don't know what I'm arguing for here, but I remember dudes on the chain gang picking up trash and crap on the side of the road. Yeah. Now... companies adopt them to get free advertising. But like back in the day, you'd see a dude standing on one end with a shotgun in hand, and then one on the other end, shotgun in hand.
And they made sure they didn't stray from the highway. They had people, convicts, I don't know if they were county lockup, working the fires in California. People got in an uproar about that. Didn't want them out there working. These dudes don't want to sit in jail all day. I imagine if you gave them something to do, they'd want to go out and do it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's...
I'm going to release Death Row to volunteer to take coats for the hobos.
What is, okay. I had to look up what a turpentine camp was. I did not know what this is. It's,
is it like pine tar?
Exactly. I had no idea that the deep, dense pine forest, you hack into the tree trunk to draw out the sticky sap.
Ask you about that, George Brett.
Yeah,
your pine
Gaylord
tar.
Perry.
Too much of it. John Kruk, you used to use it a lot, too.
The pine tar incident. But then also, like, they used to get in trouble. Wasn't it in Greenwood where the ladies' prisoners were making Victoria's Secret undergarments?
Yeah, they were.
And the Victoria's Secret would pay the jail or the prison money, but it wouldn't go to the inmates.
Very little.
But then it's like, well, I mean, I don't know about them doing like stuff like that, but like have them doing something instead of giving them free education. And like they come out usually.
They're being productive. You know, you try to rehab them. If a sweatshop in China does it with a kid, you know, it's, people are
right.
in uproar.
Right. But if you put them in prison and make them do it, it's like, you know what, guys, look, they've been through enough. We're going to make them work.
Let them work.
But then again, that's what they always say about the big buildings around the world is like, that was like, and follow my wording here, and let's remember something too, and especially after what yesterday. The word slave does not mean any particular race of any kind.
No.
But when they talk about these buildings, great grand buildings around the world were built with slave labor, I mean, how are they so good then? Like uneducated criminals were going to build these grand buildings? And they're going to stand the test of time. I mean, that strikes me as kind of odd. Hell, if they're that good, give them a real job when they get out.
If you're a skilled laborer, you would know how to do that before. It seems like it'd be hard to teach.
All the skilled laborers go to jail?
I know, really. Like, we got you all in here so we can build a building. We round you up.
What did you guys think about put Boros? I think you meant Bezos. What did you guys think about Bezos' fiance? You know what? I did not notice that until the press covered it, talking about she was wearing a bralette or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Paige isn't here to correct me on that. But just, you know.
Which I think only certain women can wear.
I don't know what it means, a bralette. Does that mean like it's a shirt with no sleeves?
Is it like a starter bra? Is it? I think if you're a certain size, I don't think you can wear them. I don't know.
What is that other thing that women wear? Is it called a chamois?
Strap-ons.
No.
It was close.
They do wear those. I've seen it.
You know what? Did you see the picture of Zuckerberg?
Where he's looking down
the
shirt?
Yeah, that's what I noticed.
Oh, hell yeah.
They called him.
That, and I don't even remember seeing Linda McMahon a single time. She's in the cabinet.
No. And she would have had to have brought Vince.
No, she wouldn't. They're separated. Big Mike stayed at home.
That's true. I forgot about that. Yep.
Big Mike didn't go to the funeral either.
Come on, man.
Dude, I'm amazed at how many people know that reference. Like, I say it, and I'll look at the text line in a minute when I talk about Big Mike, and people will get it. Like, I made that joke recently downstairs, and you will never believe who knew what I was talking about. Read my lips right now.
Oh, you might have to write it down.
This is a foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she got the reference.
I had not seen that person in a long time.
I know.
Surprised that your paths crossed.
It's well known, or it's well thought that, you know, about Big Mike.
You know, Obama was in a pretty good mood yesterday during Carter's funeral, during the inauguration.
It's because Big Mike wasn't there.
Come on, man.
Didn't have to deal with anything.
He was good joking around with people. They got you mentioned it earlier, but they have a lady on TikTok who's very famous for reading lips because she's deaf. They run all these by her now. What did they say? What did who say to who?
Yeah. But how?
She tries to guess. You know,
just a guess. Then.
I don't think she's 100% accurate, but, you know, she's pretty close.
Well, plus, the one. Oh, that's who it was. Bezos' fiance. She was smart putting a hand in front of her mouth.
God, what is that prenup like? Still a lot of money.
Crazy. I mean, she can just like.
Because he don't run Amazon anymore, but he's still.
They probably have a real woman in their house named Alexa that you can just bark around orders to. Alexa, bring me a beer.
No. How cold is it? I don't know. I'm in
the
house.
I don't know. I'm inside. You want me to go walk outside for you? All right.
Yeah. What are you working on in the plagues? Do you want to do it again? You want me to do it? You want to switch them off? How do you want to do it?
I would like to switch them off.
We can. I should have asked earlier.
The off, the on again, off again switcheroo of that.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
You got have stuff over there to present?
Yeah, let's see here. There's a new
Paige is not out today. She is she's had her J6 trial today.
There's a new study about didn't apply to her. There's a new study that applies to chimps, and you will not believe what one chimp does when he sees another chimp.
What's he do?
You will not believe it.
What's he do? It smells him. Smells his butt.
No.
High fives.
But you might not be too far off.
Salute him like Elon.
This is, if humans did this, it would be awful.
Okay.
But it'd be like, you know, if a chimp sees another chimp doing this, he'll do it too. Immediately.
But human beings, it would be awful if he did it.
It would be. And they're talking about this might be an evolutionary anomaly.
Is it like sexual?
No. Nope. I mean, it could be.
Ah.
I hope not. God, I hope not. Yeah, maybe it could be.
All right. We will find out that next in your Rise Guys headlines with Fat Boy. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys morning show. It's the Rise Guys morning show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
You know, I want to say off the record. Well, it's on the record now. But it was off the air. If there were a way you, Madman, could explain the Bible in layman's terms,
yeah,
I would listen to it.
Well,
I feel like you just summed it up pretty well.
Yeah, but it's hard for me to talk about much without sliding in a cuss word. So that's where it kind of loses its fun. But thank you, though. I was explaining to Fat Boy what the emissions of a horse meant.
I feel like even characters in the Bible would be cool with it. Like, hey, okay, that word works.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They'd be cool to go get a beer with.
A study on chimpanzees found that when one chimp sees another chimp do this,
oh yeah,
he will immediately do it too.
Throw poop.
Nope.
They do. They're known for that.
Not that.
Not caw-caw throwing.
Nope.
Smile.
Nope. Though it is bodily function. I'm probably not going to guess it.
Poop. Pee.
Hey. Poop. Winner, winner.
I do both at the same time when I have to do the ladder.
That's the number three.
Yeah. It literally said at the same time. Like, the valves are both opening, guys.
This is called contagious urination. A study that says when chimps see another chimp pee, it makes them need to go immediately. Researchers think it could be an evolutionary thing to promote social bonding among chimps. Hey, I couldn't help you noticed you peed on a banana earlier.
There's something to that, though. Like, when you, let me try to say this without being graphic. Post-sex, and you're as a man, I don't think women have feel this, but as a man, post-sex, and then you need to go to the restroom, like, number one, there's that moment where you're like, oh, it's not happening, and I have to turn the water on. I turn the spigot on to push that out to my brain. Water flowing. Yes, work now. And it does. And you're probably saying, you need some of that Frank Thomas stuff. It's quite the opposite.
She'll like it too.
It's quite the opposite.
Well, this is it. This compares this study to women. It said usually when a woman says she has to go to the bathroom, another woman has to go too, and they end up going together.
Did powder your nose mean go do a line of coke?
I thought it meant taking a big dump.
Okay.
Like, you know, like a nice, you know, lady wouldn't say, I have to go take a dump.
I'm going to go powder my nose. And that's because she doesn't want to smell what she's about to drop. I see.
Excuse me, boys. I have to go to the ladies' room and blow it up. The study happened in Japan. The Japanese watched 20 chimps for more than 600 hours at a zoo and tracked how often they peed within 60 seconds of each other.
Oh, they're going to end up making another disease.
And it happened a lot. So, they're saying that the collecting of urine might help keep predators away. That's why they go together in the same spot. Or it could be a bonding thing, like, you know, everybody at the trough at the high school football game on a Friday night.
You know.
Being hip to hip.
There is something to that about the – remember how the Romans or the Greeks, or maybe it was both, they'd all go take a bath together. The men. Not the women, just the men. And it wasn't a gay thing. I think they felt...
Of course not.
It was like a think tank. It's what I think it was. And I think the water was the conduit. Like, I really, really do.
Like the bathhouses.
Yeah, like there's a very famous comedy writer that has men and women. It's not just a thing like that. But he has a 20 or 30 person hot tub. And he has people over at his house. And they all get in the hot tub. And they just... It's a think tank. And I just wonder, that combined with the Roman baths, it was that what that was for? Just some kind of, the water was the conduit. Yeah, I sound like a hippie right now, but I really think that's what it is. Something to that. Water has got a lot of power to it. It really does.
When you watch these old shows, like, I don't know, I used to watch, what's the name of the damn show? Spartacus, was that it back in the day? Spartan?
I don't know.
One that came on Stars. Even in Game of Thrones, too. You had these people that just stood around that were, I guess, concubines, for lack of a better term. They just, like, people just walk up to them and start having sex with them.
Yeah.
You think that was really a thing? I mean, look, we don't know if this is
Sounds
really.
Sounds like free use MILF.
We don't know if this is really a time that existed, to be honest with you.
That's true. Maybe it was just, you know, fan fiction that was written, and people took it as.
I mean, look, people liking the Romans and the Greeks and all that stuff.
Like Bathsheba, was she a hoe?
So I don't even know who that is.
Oh, really?
Is that another Bible character?
You were in high school for how long? Or college?
I mean, I didn't take any kind of mythology or religious courses.
Mythology. Look at you.
That was a character in the Bible, right?
She was King David's wife, but I think she cheated on him or something.
Mythology was a character with long hair, right? Or a secret... Enchantress in the Bible.
It sounds like, remember, like a few years ago, a college would get free publicity to say, we're teaching a course in Beyonce.
Yes.
Or we're doing a Taylor Swift course, and they'd get all this free advertisement. And
something stupid.
It just went away. Like, no one graduated with a Swiftology degree.
Like, what are you going to study? I mean, what is there to study?
If that person dies tomorrow.
I can see using Taylor Swift as an example, like a business course, but like, as far as like her herself being the actual course of study.
Weird, right?
It's like when Matt Leinart, the big deal with him at USC was when he's coming back for his senior year, he's going to take ballroom dancing. He's going to take one class and he's still enrolled in school.
Did Daquan Bowers ever successfully weave a basket underwater?
I don't know if he did. What is kinesiology? I couldn't tell you what it is, but a lot of athletes have that degree.
Couldn't spell it either.
Could they tell you what it is? Kinesiology or sociology?
I
see a lot of athletes, you know, on the likes of Plato, just kind of pontificating on life events.
Underwater basket weaving. Remember that one?
God, yeah. We out of here, man. But that was interesting how chimpanzees pee near each other and they bond.
This is, man, Lord, I need to read the Bible more.
I wish you would, so you can, you know, relay it to me.
Okay, so Bathsheba was the original wife of Uriah, not Heap. Or Faber.
Faber? I was thinking Faber.
But then she was the mother of King Solomon, which, you know.
King Solomon.
Yeah. And then King David saw her bathing on a rooftop and desired her. So he killed Uriah so he could marry Bathsheba.
Why didn't he just ask if they can work something out?
But I think that's where the whole coveting your neighbor's wife comes from. It's because King David saw Bathsheba bathing on the roof. They acted like these people were living in mud huts. This bitch is up there like bathing, like it's sunning. They tanned back then?
Well, who wrote the commandments?
The Lord. Moses wrote them down.
So that makes you think that Moses, you know, saw these things happen. And like, oh, that would be a good commandment.
Like, were there only nine and he threw in a tenth one? He's like, you know what? I'm going to throw in don't kill too, because that sucks.
Yeah, he saw them both happen. Yeah. He saw two commandments at once.
But then when he came down, though, all the people had left and went over there and built a big ox that they were worshiping.
Moses might be the most important person in the Bible. I mean, just look. He did a lot.
I would say Noah. Say Noah.
Yeah, but like Moses.
But Moses made Noah.
And he led the Jews out of Israel, right? Or he led them into Israel. I get him mixed up with Schindler.
For 40 days. And 40 nights, right?
Now, that was a movie with Josh Hartnett where he couldn't touch himself for a whole month.
40 days. No, it wasn't.
No, that's the movie where they turned into vampires. 30 Days of Night.
Oh, is that what it was?
It all mixes up, man. I get confused.
You are confusing the balls off of me right now.
Translate it for me, though, the Bible, all the good stuff.
Oh, I mean, a lot of that I could, but some of it may be wrong, though, because sometimes I will say it wrong.
Don't say it around your mom. I feel like she would not like it.
She loves it. She loves when I come to her with Bible questions. I mean, she does. And cause
except for the one. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that one about the emissions of a horse. But it's in there. All right, we will take a break. Feel free to holler at us by text or call. I'll be honest with you. I like texting, but there's something about that voice that I like, too, unless it's Party Man Dan. Generally speaking, though, I like people's voices.
Danny.
Dan knows that's for fun. 1-800-774-0093. You can call us on that, or you can text us on that same number now, which is in itself kind of wild. Can you text 1-900 numbers and get, like, sexting back?
No, I tried it the other day.
Okay. The TLCMotors.com phone lines, 1-800-774-0093.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.